This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushey is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Playman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Playman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and whispered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Eichkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Jackson Center. We are at the site of the 45th Freshman Boys Shelby County Athletic League Basketball Tournament. It's the finals here tonight between Anna and Rushi. We've got starting lineups coming up for you in just a moment. Rushi 14-1, Anna 14-3. We'll also talk to Jerry Harmon, who is a 13-year Jackson Center boys coach and helped pioneer this league tournament 45 years ago. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right at Goffney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks as well to the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictrusHealth.com. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore and North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. A one-minute radio station break is next. We'll return with Jerry Harmon, who helped pioneer this event some 45 years ago. That's when we come back. Opening tip to start the game in about 7 or 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're also tuned to a simulcast on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Tonight, Chuck McBee and Jack Kramer are here at Jackson Center. It's the 45th annual Boys Freshman Basketball Tournament, and I'm pleased to be joined by Jerry Harmon, who coached the varsity boys program here at Jackson Center from 1977 to 1989. He coached a state championship team in 1985, and he pioneered this freshman tournament 45 years ago. Jerry, what do you remember about it those first few seasons? Who were the team participants?
Well, the first season I was here, which was 76-77, we only had four freshmen in the program. So it was something that I wanted to do. We couldn't do it that year, but the following year, we got it together. I think we had six teams in the tournament, which was mostly Shelby County, but Minster and Layman might have been in it too, because a couple teams didn't have freshman teams. But it was good, because I always wanted the freshmen to have a tournament experience at the end of the year, so that it prepare them for the varsity level. And so I was very proud of it, and we did it, and we've had a lot of support from all the county schools.
Hey, this is one of the longest standing boys freshman basketball tournaments in the state of Ohio, according to the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, because there are a lot of leagues in the state who love their league and love their teams, but Shelby County League people, they love basketball, because, you know, we don't have football. A couple teams play football, but back then nobody played football, and boy, basketball, they were talking about in September, Labor Day parties.
Sure. Let's reminisce for just a moment that 1985 Boys State Championship Club here at Jackson Center. Tell us what you recall.
Well, I know I recall when we had to beat some teams along the way. We had to beat Cincinnati Academy Phys Ed. That was with Carlos Snow and some of those boys. Then we had to go right through the gauntlet again. We had to play Marion Local in the regional semis and Fort Loramie in the regional finals. And UD Arena was packed. The lower level was packed for that game. And we ended up winning, I think it was by three. And then at state, nobody in the country gave us a chance to beat Columbus Worley, because they were rated number six in the country, not the number six in the state. But we played well, and we were Hoosiers before Hoosiers ever was. Hoosiers was put out in 1987. We had the same kind of an ending at Jackson Center. We played them well, and our basket at Jackson Center was 10 feet tall, just like it was in a game of Hoosiers.
Great, great stuff. You might recall a player or two on that team. How about it?
Oh, on that team, for us, it was Tony Meyer, Brian Scalgan,
right.
Keith Dosek, whose son now plays over at Anna, and Steve Bunkie, Brian Woodruff, who's unfortunately deceased. We had a nice club, believe me.
Jerry Harmon, excuse me, really appreciate you coming by and chatting with us before this final game of this year's Boys Freshman Basketball Tournament here at Jackson Center. Really pleased to have you on. I could talk with you for hours about that 1985
Absolutely.
Season for sure.
No doubt about it. It was great, but hey, it's ongoing. It's ongoing today. You know, Scott Elkers has done a terrific job at Jackson Center. We have a perennial winner, and the county is as strong as ever.
Jerry, thanks so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jerry Harmon, who got this boys freshman basketball tournament going way back in 1977. Thank you, Jerry. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, courtside at Jackson Center, Anna and Rushi shooting around. Chuck, we'll take a break here for a few minutes. I don't believe we'll have a national anthem before this, what was slated to be a 6 o'clock freshman championship final. So we'll take a two-minute break and return. Starting lineups, Rushi 14-1, Anna 14-3. It's the SCAL Freshman Championship Contest here tonight from the Jackson Center Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese and Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese and Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese and Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
Our radio station sponsors are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Piqua and Troy, Body Car Star. Anna taking the floor along with Rushi. Anna, freshman in white, green numerals. Rushi Raiders, the road blue, top to bottom, gold numbers. Starting lineups for Rushi, Landon Plyman, 6-foot freshman. All of these are ninth graders. Jackson Grojean, a 5'6 guard, 10 points a game. Zeb Borchers, who is a 6'1 forward. Zeb Schultze, averaging 7 a game, 6'1 freshman. Benjamin York, 6'2, averaging 15 points per outing. And right away, opening tip one by Rushi, long three-pointer by Benjamin York is in and out, no good. Rebounded by Anna. Rockets fire up a three right away by Alex Chappie. It's missed. Aaron Chappie, Alex Chappie, 5'9", 6 feet respectively, twins for Anna in the opening five. Here's an off-balance drive by Rushi down the lane, missed by Zeb Schultze, but a body foul by Anna. Good call.
I thought it was.
Other starters for Anna. Jacob Ferroz, 5'8". Kyle Edelman, who's 5'10". And Avon Zimpfer, 5'11". Aaron Chappie, 8 points a game. Zimpfer at 6. Keep in mind, these per-game averages at the freshman level are somewhat skewed. Some of the players at the freshman level average maybe a few points per game better at the junior varsity level because they get more playing time, more quarters up there.
Right.
Two free throws made by Rushi, which leads to nothing. Here's a drive to the rim by Anna. Good power move. Well done by Jacob Ferroz. And Rushi commits an end line violation, throwing the ball inbounds. A couple of free throws thrown in by Schultze for Rushi to start the scoring for the Raiders. And then a big goal by Anna to follow. Jacob Ferroz got it. Here's a long high-origin three. My goodness. Another one thrown in by Anna. Was that Alex Chappie?
That was Zimpfer.
Zimpfer poured that one through. Avon Zimpfer, real good shooter, 5'11". Gives Anna the lead, 5-2. During the regular season, Rushi defeated Anna by 9, 50-41. Anna got here by beating Botkins 39-31 in overtime and Jackson Center 40-36 after being down 10 at the half. Here's Rushi countering a special drive into the lane, banked in by Jackson Grojean.
He's going to be a ball player for in the future here for the Raiders.
Nicely done. Good shooting. 6-minute quarters. We played 90 seconds. Already 9 points have been tallied between the two clubs. Anna's got the ball on the arc. Now it goes baseline to Edelman. Anna looks for the cutter. No one there. Sent to Aaron Chappie straight away. 30 feet out. It's handled by Ferroz. Rotated near side. Anna thinking about penetrating. Aaron Chappie, no. Flips it back near midcourt. Little give and go. Pick and roll by Anna. Fumbled. Loose on the deck. And Rushi rolls it away to a teammate. Nice play by the Raiders. Here is Zeb Schultze down the floor ahead of the key. Gives it up on the play to the driver, Benjamin York, into the paint area. A little bit too strong. Offensive rebound, Rushi. A walk on Zeb Borchers. 5-4 Anna, 3:42 to go opening quarter. Again, 6-minute period to the JV level 7, varsity level 8. So having played 2.5 minutes, we're well into this opening period. Anna's got the ball 30 feet out on the right. It's Kyle Edelman. near side for the shooter who doesn't use the screen for Rosie. Back out to Alex Chappie. Right flank, three ball, Anna, Aaron Chappie. Oh, it rimmed, curled out. Rebound by Rushi. Darting down the floor is Grosjean. Into the paint, Anna slaps it away. Loose in the left corner, Rushi gets it back. Ball thrown out high to Zeb Schulze. Rushi down a point, 5-4. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Schulze straight away. Veers to the elbow, nearly walked. Gave it up to a teammate. Now the ball fed on top to Landon Plyman, six-footer. High right, Zeb Schulze. Left elbow, Rushi catches, starts to penetrate. It's Benjamin York. He shoved.
Yeah, he started to go around, and Zimfer just reached out and grabbed his arm. Probably saved a layup, though.
2:46 left, opening period. Rushi inbounds below the rim, down a point, 5-4. Ball flipped to Grosjean. Cross-court near side to Zeb Schulze. They clear out for him. He wants to penetrate. Gets to the baseline right, then flips it back on the arc. Zeb has returned the ball in the lane. Finds an open player low on the right. Layup in. Good feed. Zeb Borchers got the field goal. Nice play by Zeb. 6-5. Rushi up one. Raiders very patient in scoring that last field goal. And a freshman attack right to left. Here's Alex Chappie. High right, Aaron Chappie chucks up a three, missed it off the flange. Rushi off and running, fast break. Behind the back pass, a poor one, intercepted by Anna. Anna down a point with the ball. 6-5 Rushi, 2 minutes to go in the first. At the elbow on the left, it's Aaron Chappie. Into the lane area, loops it up and in. Nice play, Aaron Chappie, Anna. 7-6, Anna up one. Quickly down the floor, Raiders beat the pressure. Reverse layup below the rim, no good. Rebound stuck back up and in. Nice play by the Raiders, Zeb Borchers. And it's 8-7, Rushi on top of one.
Really stayed with it that time. That was a good second effort.
Deep in the right corner, Anna's got the ball. Penetrating the lane for the green and white is Alex Chappie. It's tipped away by Rushi. Rushi up one, four-court right. It's Landon Plyman. Ball is flung across court. Then Landon gets it back. Hands it off to Benjamin York. Into the lane to Grosjean. Among the trees, he veers back out on the arc. Fakes the three. Still in the bounce. Gives it to Zeb Schulze, 25 feet away. Top of the circle, Landon Plyman. Plyman picked up by Feroz of Anna. Here's a fadeaway shot. 10-footer. Grosjean. Lot of touch. It's in. Bounced around for a while and dropped home.
That was good concentration. Could have got his arm grabbed on that shot. No call.
And Rushi has got a three-point lead. Anna Frosch with the basketball. Top of the circle. Aaron Chappie down the paint area.
Nice.
Running one-hander right in. Nicely done, Aaron Chappie. 10-9, Rushi. Half minute to go. First quarter. Four-court right, Zeb Schulze. 35 feet out. Checked by Kyle Edelman of Anna. Near side, Benjamin York. Straight away, Landon Plyman. Down to 17-16. Two head coaches on their feet at the moment. Mick Level, Rushi. Ben Belcher, Anna. Rushi stalling out the final seconds. Entering the lane, running one-hander. Rushi Raiders right in front with 2.6 to go. No, but a foul against Anna, which arrived late. Good effort by Zeb Schulze, who attracts the two-shot foul. Chance to give Rushi a three-point bulge at the end of the quarter. Again, 2.6 on the clock. Mick Leffel, your number one freshman coach here at Rushi. In a six-year period, 2 3-year stints, he was a varsity assistant for three and also did previously coach the freshman for three seasons. Sixth year for Ben Belcher, freshman coach at Anna. At the stripe for the Rushi Raiders, Zeb Schulze. His first one was in and out. Second one in and out. And at midcourt, long heave. It was off in time. Almost went in. Good effort by the Anna Rockets. Jacob Feroz, who fired it from the center stripe. Rushi up one. Very good first quarter. Rushi freshman 10, Anna freshman 9 on scores.broadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Rushi freshman got here to the final, beating Fort Loramie, which, by the way, lost to Jackson Center's freshman in our freshman consolation game here tonight. Opening second quarter, Anna trailing by one, 10-9. Rushi and the Rockets throw it out of bounds, down to her left. Anna full court pressure, pretty much from the start. Rushi tries to beat it. Zipping up the right side goes York. York fakes left, goes right, banked it in on the run. Stellar play, Benjamin York, Rushi. 12-9 Raiders. Herky Jerky had everybody faked out, including us, Chuck.
I remember when he was up in the crow's nest taping for his sisters and the girls' basketball.
Wow.
He's grown a little bit.
I'd say so. Maybe a couple feet. Ball knocked out of bounds by Rushi in the right corner. Anna throws in baseline, down three. Opening half minute, second quarter. Anna freshman on the arc. It's Ferroz. Ferroz in a little traffic, pulls up, 15-footer, deflected by Rushi. Long lead out for the Raiders, broken up by Anna, and it goes out of bounds to Rushi. Nearly picked off by Zach Osborne, 5'9 freshman, and off the bench for Anna. 5:20 left till halftime. Rushi inbounds ahead with three. Opening moment, second quarter. Jackson Grojean's got the ball top of the circle. Begins to penetrate. Leaves it behind him for Schultze. Now to Landon Plyman near midcourt. Near side, Benjamin York. Here is Grojean. Thought about shooting. Didn't let it fly. Ball continuing to be rotated. Dominic Francis in now. 6'1 post player for Rushi. 30 feet away, it's Landon Plyman. Anna comes out high to greet Rushi offensive players tightly. Here's Jackson Grojean looking for a screen. Almost chucked it up from three-point land, didn't. Elbow in the right, Zeb Schultze. Straight away, Benjamin York enters the paint area. Shot fake, lets it go. Shy, no good. Rebound poked out of bounds by Rushi.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anna is playing some outstanding half-court man-to-man defense right now.
Yep, sure did that trip down. Rushi could not get a look. 4:26 to go, second quarter. Anna trails Rushi's freshman by three, 12-9. Here's Anna with the ball, powering toward the rim. Avon Zimfer, look at him go to work. Wow, took some body contact and dropped it in off the window. Well done. 12-11. Rushi up one. Raiders quickly down the floor. And the young man with the ball is upended. Tripped is Schultze. Foul on Anna.
That's on Evan Myers. He didn't believe it. But it was inadvertent, but it caused a turnover, so they had to call it.
Evan Myers, 6 foot ninth grader, on the floor now for Anna. 30 feet away on the right, Landon Plyman for Rushi, which leads by one, 12-11. 3:48 to go here in the second quarter of this 45th annual Boys Freshman Tournament Final at Jackson Center. Grojean foul line, nearly lost it, went to one knee, recovered. Gave it to Zeb Schultze, who darts down the right of the lane. He's double-teamed, leads a pass for teammate Dominic Francis, who cannot handle.
He had the shot that time, a little unselfish, and turned the ball over in traffic.
Anna possession with a chance to take the lead, down 12-11, 3:33 to go, second quarter. Ball thrown cross court to Noah Oftahar, who's in now, 6'3 Frosh. Ball thrown on the arc to Evan Myers. Low in the left, it goes to Oftahar, and he uses his muscle to go up strong from 6 feet. He's bumped. jarred on the play in the act of shooting. Couple of free throws for him. Chance to put Anna on top. 12-11, Rushi edging the Rockets by one. Opterhar's left-hand free throw is right there. Even up, a dozen each. Substitutions for the Rushi freshman. Zeb Borchers back in. Aaron Chappie back on the floor for Anna. Second foul shot. Opterhar eyes the hoop, lets it fly. Swish! 13-12, Anna leads by one. Four straight points for the Rockets. Rushi with the ball, 3:18 remaining till halftime. Top of the circle, Benjamin York on a weave. Now straight away to Grojean. Steal missed by Anna. Grojean pulls up at the paint. Bingo! He's got it.
Sorry about the remark there. Just that was so close to being picked off.
Good looking shot by Grojean. He stopped on a dime and knocked it in. 14-13. Rushi up one. 2:50 left here in the second quarter. Dribbling 30 feet out. Aaron Chappie. Deep right corner. Evan Myers. Myers left hand bounce. Top of the circle. Jacob Feroz. Tight man-to-man defense by Rushi. Ball flung around the top of the circle. Handled by Feroz again. Coming out to catch straight away Myers. Myers guarded by Grojean. Myers takes him into the paint. Dumps it off baseline left to a teammate. Fall away seven-footer. Yes, Zach Osborne connects. Anna up one, 15-14. Seesaw battle, 2:17 to go. Second quarter. Rushi quickly down the floor. Benjamin York hits a teammate cutting in from the left wing. Layup good by Dominic Francis. Here's Anna shooting a three quickly left corner. It skids off the rim. Flipped up there by Osborne. Rebound yanked down by Grojean of Rushi, which leads by one. A minute 55 to go, second period. Grojean at midcourt. High right, goes on the play to Borchers, back to the basket, feeds Benjamin York, works hard into the lane, goes left corner to Grojean, he pops it up from distance and drills a three ball. Good looking shot by Grojean.
Yeah, he shoots the ball so well, and York is getting so much attention, two and three coming to him. He's finding the open man, they're starting to shoot a little bit.
Last 5 points for Rushi by Grojean. Anna down the floor in a hurry, off balance drive, Aaron Chappie down the left side of the lane, hacked on the arm while shooting, he's got two. Anna's 15-14 lead, 35 seconds ago, wiped out. Rushi up four. Couple of foul shots for the Rockets, too hard by Aaron Chappie.
Used to saying Chappie for the other side, aren't we?
Yes. It is amazing how these communities in West Central Ohio have so many common last names. And they overlap. As Chuck just noted, that name Chappie, common in Rushi, also in Anna. Second free throw, no good, but Kyle Adelman with a splendid offensive rebound, stuck it in. 19-17. The lead is two for Rushi. Ball thrown on the arc by Zeb Schulze. Way out near midcourt to Grojean. A minute to go, first half. 19-17. Raiders up a bucket. Schulze whips a pass into the right corner to Zeb Borchers. Puts it on the deck with the left hand. Stops. On a weave to Grojean. He's netted the last five for the Raiders. 46 seconds to go, first half. Grojean off balance, below the foul line. Hit the flange with it. Rebound Anna. 40 seconds to go. Long throw down the floor, Opterhar. Right baseline, around two men. Banked it high off the window. In! What a shot, Opterhar. 19 all tie. 28 seconds to go, second quarter. Grojean 30 feet away for the Rushi Frosh. Loops it near side, intercepted by Anna. Bolting down the floor, it's Aaron Chappie. Hits a teammate cutting in from the right wing. Jacob Feroz scores. 12 seconds to go. It's rowdy here at Jackson Center. Anna but two, 7 seconds remaining. High right, Zeb Schulze, baseline, short corner. Missed it hard, no good. Rebound Anna over the back. It is a common foul. With 1.6 remaining in the second quarter, Anna has exploded the lead, but two. It's been a seesaw game so far. Raiders inbounding left of the basket. It's going to have to be a quick catch and a shot. Raiders look in the lane, goes baseline left, short corner jumper on the mark by Zeb Schulze, and it rimmed in and out. Tough break. First half comes to a close, 21-19. Anna Boyce freshman lead Rushi. We'll take a two-minute radio station break. Two-minute radio station break is next. Anna up by a basket over Rushi's Frosh here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which display that winning combination, style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A between Sydney and Anna, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member. OsgoodBank.com. It is halftime at Jackson Center High School, the 45th annual Boys Freshman Basketball Tournament. Anna leads Rushi by two, 21-19. Our halftime report presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, the Raiders have an 8-7 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Rushi turned it over five times in the first half. Rockets only turned it over three. Both teams 2-for-4 from the free throw line. The Rockets, very balanced scoring. They had five from, Avon Zimfer. Okay. And then Aaron Chappie had four. Jacob Feroz had four. Noah Offerdauer off the bench ended up with four. They got two from Edelman, two from Zach Osborne. They scored 9 and 12, 21 for the half. Rushi led by Jackson Grojan with 9. They got 4 from Zeb Borchers. 2 each then from Schultze, from York, and Dominic Francis. York averaging 15 a game, had 1 basket in the first half. The Rockets are doing a great job defensively on Benjamin York, making him give it up, make somebody else score.
This freshman basketball championship final, Chuck, good scoring pace. 40 points total between the two. It might take 40, 45 to win it.
Yeah, no, this is fun. And, you know, I used to love, during the season, if I know it's going to be a good freshman game when we're getting ready to get there, I'll get there 2 hours early so I can watch some of the freshman game.
Wow. I love freshman basketball. I only got there about 1:55 ahead.
and you missed all the action.
Right. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. And a 21, Rushi freshman 19. We are at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And we welcome you back to Jackson Center High School on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're tuned to a simulcast via WMBR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. It's the 45th annual Boys Freshman Basketball Championship game here from the Jackson Center High School gym. Rushi Raiders, visiting team in blue. Hannah, the home white with green numerals, green trim. Rushi down a bucket, 21-19 as we enter the third quarter of play. Here's Grojean dribbling hard down the lane. It bounced it off his knee. It's loose below the basket. Ruled a jump and a possession. Anna, freshman boys, 14-3. Rushi, freshman boys, 14-1. Seesaw game first half. Rushi once led by as many as four. Anna took the lead late in that second quarter. Anna driving into the paint area. Here's a baseline J follow-away shot. No good, little too much oomph on it. Shot up there by Aaron Chappie. Anna had a chance to spring ahead by four. Rushi got the rebound. Raiders have it way outside. It's Benjamin York. York to Zeb Borchers. Coming out to get the handoff is Zeb Schulting. 20 feet away on the left, Landon Plyman on top. Grojean chucks up a triple, swirled around and came out. Anna snared the board. Down the floor, Aaron Chappie. Right corner, Kyle Edelman. Straight away, Alex Chappie. Chappie hangs on. Alex and Aaron are twins, by the way. Dribble drive toward the lane area for Rose. Leaves it behind him for Edelman. On the go, 10-footer right in front. Banged off the iron, rebound Rushi. 4:30 left to go, third quarter. 21-19 in favor of Anna. No scoring here in the second half so far. Zeb Borchers, top of the circle. Wants to go to the post to Zeb Schulze. Anna pops it in the air and steals. Long run out, leaking the other way for the layup. Alex Chappie, no good. Rebound, weak side, missed. And Rushi's got the board. Anna missed a golden chance there. Grojean, hop, step, and a jump down the lane. Top of the circle. Flips it to a teammate. And head coach Mick Leffel gets a timeout for Rushi. 4:04 to go, third quarter. Anna up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
2 minutes gone, second half. Not a point scored yet. Anna maintains the 2-point halftime cushion. Rushi, freshman, put it in play midcourt. It's Jackson Grojean popping out to catch high left. Benjamin York goes to the foul line. Dumps it right corner to Grojean. Wants to drive, can't do it. Straight away, Benjamin York. Big high dribble at the elbow. Tied up momentarily. Goes baseline left to Zeb Schulze. Little five-footer dances off the rim. Rebound, Anna. Anna with two. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Long heave down the floor. Into the left corner to Alex Chappie. Flips it back out on the arc. Cross court to Jacob Farrows. Foul line. Whips a pass to Edelman. Between the legs on the dribble. Into the paint area. One-hander. Got it. What a move.
Looked like he was going in the NBA on that one.
Wow. Was he shifty on that one? Kyle Edelman. Grojean retaliates for Rushi. In the lane area. It is skipping off the rim. No good. Rebound on the deck. Anna comes away with it. Guarding down the floor. Aaron Chappie. 10 feet away from the rim. Foul called against Rushi. It is ruled to be in the act of shooting.
I agree with the foul. I surely don't agree with the two-shot foul.
Not at all. 23-19, Anna up four, 3:05 to go third quarter. A couple of big free throws here for Aaron Chappie. Pushes the first one up and in. Anna's got its biggest lead, five, 24-19. Rushi won the regular season matchup by 9, one of Anna's 3 setbacks. Second shot by Aaron Chappie, 3 bounces of the ball. And it's good again. 25-19, Anna up 6, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Grojean to midcourt for Rushi. Veers left. Gives it up on the play to Zeb Schulte. Back to Grojean. Spin move in the lane. Hands to Benjamin York. Deep right corner. 3 ball. Grojean. Swish! Oh, Rushi needed that. 3-point game. 25-22. Here comes Anna right back. Wow! Twirling and twirling. Aaron Chappie banked it in.
What a spin move that was.
27-22. Rockets up 5. Baseline right. It is Zeb Schulte for Rushi. Boy, Anna loves to play at this high-octane pace. Grojean fakes the 3, drives, lays it up, no good. Rebound stuck back up and in. Good play, Dominic Francis, Raiders, 27-24. Anna up 3, 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. And Anna, freshman player Aaron Chappie, guilty of a travel. Rushi gets it back.
That might be his first mistake of the night.
Anna seems to have shot the ball just a little bit better than Rushi, which is down 3, was down 5. 2 minutes remaining, third quarter of play. Anna was up 2 at halftime. Popping out to catch, Benjamin York, right wing to Grojean. He's drained a couple of 3s in this game. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Left side, Landon Plyman. Hits Dominic Francis, enters the paint to Grojean, right corner, air balls it, over the back, foul, Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, he didn't get his feet set that time, and he had a much longer time to get them set.
Yep. 1:44 to go, third quarter. It's a tight struggle, should go to the wire. Rushi down by 3 to Anna, 27-24, Rushi pressing, 6 players in backcourt. Rockets trying to get it in. Anna does, handled by Aaron Chappie. He romps up the near side. Picked up at midcourt by York. Sends a pass down the right side to a teammate. Handled 30 feet away by Zach Osborne. Now at the Jackson Center Tiger logo to Aaron Chappie. Back to Osborne. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Evan Myers to the rim right in front. Short 4-footer. Hangs in the rim. No good. Rebound Anna below the iron. Then thrown back out to Alex Chappie. Anna resets. Alex Chappie has an avenue. Drives. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Left hand. Up and in. Well done, Evan Zimpfer. And we've got a timeout called by Ben Belcher, head coach Anna. 1:03 to go, third quarter. Anna 29, Rushi 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Drywall done right the Riemann way. You will benefit from the 20-year Riemann drywall reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 538-0513, 538-0513. Here is Rushi attacking. Shot missed by York. Rebound is batted around. Garner by Zeb Schulte. No good on the 6-footer. And Anna comes away with it up 5. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Slithering into the lane for the Rockets goes Alex Chappie. He caught the ball in the arc. Made a jab step to the right. Darted into the paint and drew a 2-shot foul.
Let's go, Alex
Chappie at the line for Anna. Chance to put the Rockets on top of 6 and 7 here. Free throw. Pops all around. Kerr plunk. It falls in. Anna's got its biggest lead, 6, over the Rushi freshman, 30-24. Second shot by Alex Chappie on the mark. Ofterhaar back in for Anna. Noah Ofterhaar, 6'3 Frosch. eight players in backcourt. Anna presses up seven, 31-24. Steal backcourt by Anna. Driving hard to the rim. No good. Missed by Aaron Chaffee. Body sly on the rebound. Anna a little zealous trying to get that offensive board. Commits the personal common foul. Rushi, ball out of bounds. Anna nearly went up nine. Here's Rushi in backcourt. It's Benjamin York, spin move, head of the key. All over him is Aaron Chaffee. Ball thrown high left is Ebb Schulze. Tries to throw to the post, broken up by Anna. Restolen by Rushi. Then what do we have? Foul, tie up, arrow will favor the Rushi Raiders. 15.9 to go, third quarter. Anna up seven. It has been a 10-5 third period in favor of the Rockets. Ball inbounded. Low in the left to Dominic Francis. Into the left corner to the three-point shooter. Schulze, light set up for Rushi. A three ball. Seven to play. Third period. Anna midcourt. Dribble drive down the lane. Evan Myers blocked out of bounds by Rushi with 0.7 remaining. 31-27 in favor of Anna. Anna inbounding. Deep three to end the third. Wide left. No good. It was chucked up there on the play by Aaron Chaffee. Anna once led by seven. Now it's four into the third period. Fourth coming up. 45th annual boys freshman basketball final from here at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Anna boys with the ball. The green and white freshmen lead Rushi by four entering the fourth quarter. Play 6 minute periods. Here's a long triple try by Alex Chaffee of Anna. No good. Rebound low on the left by the Rockets, and it's scored. Zach Osborne, right place, right time. He cleaned up. Anna by six, 33-27. Grosjean down the floor for Rushi. Gives it up on the arc to York. Hand off to Zeb Schulze. Foul stripe. Out of Grosjean. Check by Edelman. Cross-court pass. Low on the right. Dominic Francis. Shot fake. Up. Got it. Nicely finished by Francis. Anna's lead four, 33-29. Alex Chaffee down the floor to Kyle Edelman for Anna, which got to the final by beating Botkins by eight in overtime and downing Jackson Center by four. Rushi defeated Fort Loramie to get here. Rushi beat Anna's freshman in the regular season by nine. Anna so far has turned the tables on Rushi here in the freshman tournament championship, up four with the ball. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi guarding tightly. Here's Edelman. Left side to Evan Myers, way out on the court. Picked up by Grosjean. High dribble by Myers. Throws right corner to Alex Chaffee. He's in a cluster of players now near the lane. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Raiders. Rushi a chance to whittle it to one or two. Anna's biggest lead was with about 20 seconds to go in that third quarter. It was seven. Ball thrown to Grosjean at midcourt. He skips down the floor. Feeds it baseline right to Francis. Bingo! He drills it. Two-point game. Anna 33. Rushi 31. 4:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Evan Myers up the floor for Anna. Gives it up to Jacob Farrows. Farrows dropped it. It's loose at midcourt. Nearly over and back. Tie-up occurs, or is there a foul? What's been whistled? Foul, Rushi.
Oh, my goodness.
So Anna will throw in as the Rockets make a change. Haven Zemfer for Zach Osborne.
It was actually over and back because he was laying on the mid-court line. Should have been over and back. But, hey, referee made the call. That's what you play with.
2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. The lead for Anna, 33-31. Outside the arc on the right, Evan Myers for the Rockets, picked up by Grojean. Ball flung to the left side to Alex Chappie. Team foul situation, 4 on Rushi, 1 on Anna. Ball dealt, low post right, trying to muscle. Jacob Ferroz does so, banks it in. Anna with 4, 3:36 to go. Great move, baseline right to Francis. Flips it opposite to Grojean on the arc. Ball thrown straight away to Zeb Schulze. Dishes to teammate Zeb Borchers, who can't get the 7-footer to go. Bodies fly. Blue shirts, white shirts on the deck. Rule to tie up. Arrow goes to Anna. Anna with a 4-point cushion. 3:23 to go, fourth quarter. Rockets sprint down the left side of the floor, over guarding, committed by the Raiders, Zeb Schulze. That's 5 team fouls on Rushi, getting precariously close to sending Anna to the line for the 1-on-1. Only 1 team foul on the Rockets. And there's a hook and a foul in backcourt against Benjamin York of the Raiders. The next one will be the 1-on-1. 4-point game, Anna. Clock has worked its way down to 3:18 to go in the fourth. Anna dribbling straight away for Rose. Not much pressure now. Left wing Edelman coming out to catch Alex Chappie. Now Evan Myers wants to drive, pulls up short corner. He stumbles into the lane area, thought he was tripped. Good no call by the referee. Travel on Anna.
He probably doesn't care for that call because he had the inadvertent trip on the other end. So he 0 for 2 on that call.
Timeout called by Anna. We'll return in a moment. 3:02 to go in this freshman basketball final. Rockets 35, Raiders 31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Back to live action. The Rushi Raiders down 4. Take a hurried up runner from the right baseline. It's well off the mark. Anna's got the rebound. Ahead before. Here's a drive from the left wing all the way to the rack. Edelman missed it. Had a chippy. Wouldn't drop. Hung on the rim. Rushi with life. Here comes York to midcourt. Timeout head coach Mick Leffel. 2:33 to go. Fourth quarter. Anna up 4. 35-31. We'll leave it right here and talk about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. They do it all and very well. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the virus, also available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Greenville and Enid, as well as Jackson Center at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. also in Dayton Springfield Road in Enon, and at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. At your Pro Hardware stores, you can get beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi needs a goal. Down four. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Well played, exciting freshman tournament championship game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi pitches it cross court. It's wild, and it goes out of bounds. And a ball. Rockets ahead before with possession in backcourt. Inbounding is Zimfer to Feroz. Rushi coming out a little tighter now. Feroz 35 feet away, left-hand bounce. Gives it up to Alex Chappie. Alex to Edelman. Edelman hands it off deep in the left corner to Alex Chappie. Anna weaving it. Rushi deflects the pass. Rushi nearly steals. We had a push-off. Far side of the floor. Committed by Anna. Common foul. Rushi ball. Down to 1:56 to go in the fourth. 35-31 Anna. Here comes Jackson Grosjean up the floor for the Raiders freshman. Picked up by Edelman. Grosjean high left. Gets a screen from a teammate. Veers right. Throws it back toward the top to Benjamin York. Deflected out by Anna. 1:42 to go. Fourth quarter. Anna leads by four. Here is Grosjean midcourt for Rushi, which has been held to just 12 points here in the second half. Timeout called again, I believe, at the Raiders bench. 1:37 to go. Anna leads by four, 35-31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
1 minute, 33 seconds to go in this boys' freshman final. Rushi with possession, top of the circle. Ball is fed to the post, intended for York, broken up by Anna. Foul against the Rockets over the back. It's common. Rushi throws in baseline left. Zeb Borchers handles, looks below the rim for a teammate, and dishes into the lane area to York. Bounce pass to the cutter from the right corner, broken up by Anna. Stolen, hooking foul, midcourt. Rushi, 1-1 for Anna, which leads by four, 35-31. A minute 21 to go in the fourth. Stepping to the line for Anna, Alex Chappie.
Made the only two that he's shot in the game here.
These are big. Got to make the first to get the second. Deep knee bend, shots on the way. It is in and out. It rattled, wouldn't stay in. Rushi gets a break. Raiders ball. 75 seconds to go in the game. Grosjean dribbling some more in hot water. Cluster of players. We've got a tie-up. No. Rushi awarded a timeout. Referees confer and say Rushi gets the benefit of the doubt. King-size break there. 69 ticks to go. 4-point lead, Anna 35-31. We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order for Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. That's 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better at Myers Tavern. Don't forget Wednesday night, Sydney boys action from Vandalia Butler. Right now that game set to tip at 8:30. Airtime on scoresbroadcast.com around 8 o'clock. Sydney and Lebanon. Division I boys action from Vandalia Butler on Wednesday. 69 seconds to go. Rushi trails by 4. Chuck, seems like a while since somebody scored.
4-4 in the fourth quarter.
Defensive-minded, offensive possessions at a premium. Rushi inbounding low on the left. Raiders have it. Ferroz with tight defense on York, who might have bounced it out of bounds.
The inbounds pass took him right to the end line. His foot touched the line. I can see it from here.
68 seconds to go. And a ball into the floor, up 4, 35-31. Full court press. 8 players in backcourt. It's into Ferroz. Ferroz back to Myers for Anna. Deflected pass up the floor. Anna's able to get it. It's Edelman. Heaves it way down in the left corner. Anna in control. Myers cutting. Handoff. Edelman powers to the rim. Missed it. No good. Good late defense by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Rogine motoring down the floor. Hop, step, and a jump. Trying to penetrate into the lane goes York. Slapped away by Anna. Foul, Rushi. 39.9 to go. Raiders needed to score on that trip down.
Yeah, they last 2 possessions, they didn't get a shot.
39.9 left, 18 fouls on Rushi. 1-1 Anna. Couple of makes here would make it a 6-point bulge. Aaron Shappy at the line for Anna, spins the ball in his palms, flips it up, and it's rolling around, and it goes in. Anna in the lead by 5, 36-31. Again, 39.9 to go, fourth quarter. Boys freshman final here at Jackson Center. Both foul shots are perfect. 37-31 Anna. 35 ticks left. Rushi to midcourt. Head of the circle, Zeb Schulze. Hemmed in. Rotates it near side to Benjamin York. York, head of the key, guns a 3 ball. Off the back brace. Long rebound right corner. Shappy for Anna. 22 seconds to go. Foul backcourt. Rushi. Anna's in business now. Up 6. 1-1. 4 for Rose. Rushi beat Anna by 9 in the season, 50-41. Rushi got here by thumping Fort Loramie. Anna beat Botkins by 8 and Jackson Center by 4. Free throw by Ferroz off to the right. Big rebound Raiders. 18 ticks to go. York up the floor to Grosjean. 35-footer. Bullseye! He hits it from way downtown. Timeout called by Rushi. That makes it very interesting now. 12 ticks to go. Anna up 3. Rockets ball when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
12.4 to go. 10 players in backcourt. Anna in the lead to 3. Rockets get it in up the left side to Aaron Shappy. He muffed it. He got it back. Fell to the floor. Could have been called for traveling. Took maybe a nudge from a Rushi player. Foul whistled. It is double bonus time for the Anna Rockets. Yep. 8.8 remaining. And Anna will shoot 2. 1 make will make it pretty difficult for the Raiders, who trail by three. That was darn near close to a travel on Anna.
No real complaints from anybody on the floor, so maybe there was a push that we just didn't get to see.
Aaron Chappie missed it badly, feeling the nerves, the pressure. 8.8 remaining. Anna 37, Rushi 34. Second free throw, Aaron Chappie. Then Rushi will have to rush it down and launch a three. This is a big shot here for Aaron Chappie to push it to four. Eyes the goal. Got it. Timeout, Anna. Head coach Ben Belcher, your number six, guiding the Anna boys freshman, gets a timeout, as we mentioned earlier. Mick Leffel, head coach, Rushi, in this first year of a stint, leading the Raiders freshman boys in six previous years at Rushi, 3 years varsity assistant, and once before 3 years as the Frosh coach. So many thanks here at scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, plus SecureCom in Minster, along with the Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Rushi's just thrown the ball the length of the floor out of bounds.
Yeah, went right through his hands.
7.2 to go. Anna in backcourt. Up 4, 38-34. Rushi doesn't foul. Anna dribbles away the final few seconds. Anna gets revenge, losing to Rushi in the regular season, but 9 here today in the freshman boys championship final at Jackson Center. 38-34, Anna victorious over Rushi. We've got a 2-minute radio station break up next. 2-minute radio station break upcoming. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Radio station break next. Anna defeats Rushi for the freshman boys tournament championship, 38-34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We welcome you back to Jackson Center, where the boys freshman runner-up and championship trophies have been awarded. Anna victorious over Rushi here today, 38-34. Anna was beaten by Rushi in the regular season by 9. Anna rebounds to take the freshman boys championship. Got the lead late in the second quarter, led by 2 at halftime, 21-19. Never headed over the final two quarters. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and award our Clancy's winners.
They played great defense. Too many turnovers by the Raiders, 15-10 in the second half. They only went to the free throw line 4 times, made them both. Anna went 14 times and made 9. 7-point advantage from the free throw line and a 4-point win. For the Rockets, they were led by Aaron Chappie. He had 11, and then they dropped down to Avon Zimfer with 7, 6 from Jacob Farrows, 4 each from Edelman and Osborne and Oftahar. There you go. They don't speak Swedish. I messed that up. And then 2 from Alex Chappie. He scored 38 for the game. And I'm going to go with Avon Zimfer. He had 7, but boy, defensively, he did a really nice job on leading score from Rushi, which is Benjamin York, who had 2. On the opposite side, 15 points, Jackson Grosjean led the Raiders. They drop all the way down. Francis had 8. They got 5 from Zeb Schulze. They got 4 from Zeb Borchers. And they got 2 from Benjamin York. Clancy's players of the game, Jackson Grosjean for Rushi, and again, Avon Zimfer for the Rockets.
Don't forget, that's Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Again, this reminder, we've got the Sydney boys in action on Wednesday night, tip off 8:30. That's how it's scheduled at the moment. 8:30 tip, 8 o'clock airtime. It's Sydney versus Lebanon. And we'll close out our broadcast here in a moment. We're going to hear from a couple of our newest sponsors, Brunson Welding and Customized Golf Carts and Precision Strip, located in Minster and Tip City on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
And here on scoresbroadcast.com, we look forward to also having on with us Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Our radio station sponsors tonight on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwood Troy Body Car Star. 38-34 the final. The Anna boys defeat Rushi in the 45th Boys Freshman Basketball Tournament Championship.
Yep.
Played here at Jackson Center. We had Jerry Harmon, a 13-year head coach for the Jackson Center boys, on during the pregame, Chuck. He got this event started 45 years ago. He also had an outstanding Jackson Center Boys State Championship team in 1985.
Yep, I remember that.
And the girls,
good team.
Girls here at Jackson Center won championships in 95 and 2001. A lot of fun here tonight. Good game. Very well played. Fast-paced action up and down the floor.
Yeah, well, you know, freshmen, these kids are the future of the program. So, you know, it was fun. I know I had the eighth grade at Pickwell when I first came back to Ohio from California, and Joe Neves, who everybody in the area knows,
right,
called me and he said, you got Trotwood in the eighth grade finals. Do you want me to cover that? And he said, I'll interview you and get it on the air before the game. And I talked to my kids and they were just so pumped. And when I talked to Mick about this, we were actually just chatting, and then I went, hey, what do you think about us covering the game? You think your kids would like that? And he said, absolutely. So hopefully in the future will cheer them up a little bit. And, they got three more years to get a championship here at Rushi.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mick Leffel, freshman head coach, Rushi boys, played for you once upon a time when you coached.
He played for me at Wilder in the eighth grade.
Okay.
And there was no three-point shot. If there had been, he probably would have averaged another 6 points a game because he had incredible range.
Yep.
And then I was a varsity assistant when he was at the high school. So, yeah, I was lucky enough to coach Mick for like 3 years. And great basketball player, better kid.
But he told me that he owes a lot of his coaching success to you.
Well, you know, I was a darn good basketball coach. I'm going to say that. I can't reach my back anymore because I'm too fat to pat it. But, you know, no, I did the right things. And I had Dave Zeller as my mentor. And if you can't learn from him, you're never going to learn basketball.
That's exactly the truth. So much fun here tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll try to have this game archived for you on the scoresbroadcast.com website in the next 2 to 3 days. As we mentioned, more action on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock airtime, Sydney Boys versus Lebanon. Friday night, we are at Piqua, Layman Catholic, and Troy Christian in a 7 o'clock tip, airtime at 6:30. That's on Saturday night, and a full slate of games on Saturday, a Division IV girls sectional finals Saturday afternoon. And if the Anna girls were to win during the week this week against Carlisle, Anna would play Waynesville in a D3 sectional championship next Saturday evening at 6. So we could have a full day next Saturday. Looking forward to it. Wow, what a game that was on Saturday morning. Chuck Botkins beat Mechanicsburg girls game at Sydney.
Yeah, they Mechanicsburg played incredibly well. They could have folded up because they got ran out a couple of years ago by them. And it was, and they went up 10. They were being real physical. And boy, did Botkins turn the corner and play the heck of it. That's the best I've seen them play ever.
Yeah, Mechanicsburg did lead 20-10 at one point in that game, 26-16. The Botkins roared from behind. Did the Botkins girls win up 9, then fell behind. Late third, early fourth, rallied to win it behind Carmen Euchre's 25 points.
She was impressive. That's
sure. At 56-52. A lot more good tournament games to come. This one was a fine one here tonight. The 45th annual boys freshman basketball tournament here at Jackson Center, won by Anna by 4 over Rushi. For our radio station audience, our online audience, for Derek, who is operating the board at the radio station, and for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center. Final score in the SCAL boys basketball freshman final, 38-34, Anna over Rushi. Good night, everyone.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.